While everyone's settling in, I'll just make this brief announcement. It is Victoria's High School Poetry Championship right now. No, next Monday and Wednesday. So that must be the 15th and 17th at the Victoria Event Center, starting at 7 p.m. on both days for $5. If you want details, ask David Trudell, he's over there. Still waiting. Maybe I could do my thing. Oh, there we go.
I didn't say we were.
Please welcome up here Cynthia Woodman Kirkham. Thank you very much.
So let's kick this off with Owen Nicholson. Are you there, Owen?
So, I recently, by the skin of my teeth, got a poem in Prairie Fire. This poem came out of Tim Lilburn's workshop, and in this anthology, it's my first actual publication, so it's pretty cool. I look good in print. Manitoba solstice, December 21st, 2010. My cousins and I crowd the fire, a powwow of three. The old hearth, yellow and gray slate, rippled like cooled lava. In the basement, blankets robed about our shoulders, we clamp cocoa in our laps. Skull tongues to pool that hot in our bellies. Heat swathes us. We smile, drink that orange damp dark. Grandma moved north of Brandon. Here our parents evict us. Play outside, they say. You'll thank us someday. Lost among hills of winter and birch, we prowl this toboggan Sahara. We watch a bobcat broad-pawed in the snow until we shiver blue-lipped and cold. We jitter inside to thaw. Bobcat startles into brush. Cocoa waiting to burn palms. Now our little cousins hunch before the new glass hearth, soot-tinted. Cocoa mugs unsteady in sled-chilled hands. When Auntie hustles them to bed, we circle the stone, lay another husk of birch on embers like eyes in ashen lids. Alone, we drink from the necks of green bottles and look for 31s, 15s, and muggins. Before the flames, we speak in nods and shrugs and carry this night on awkward shoulders for the first time.
Thank you so much, Owen. It's just been fantastic to hear these poems read. You know, Yvonne and I have read them on the page about, well, too many times to mention, but to hear them come alive with the voice, it's really fabulous. Please next welcome Judith Heron to the mic.
Years ago, I attended a workshop at Words on the Water with the marvelous long-legged Susan Stenson, who told about things I'd never heard, planet Earth poetry, Glen Airlie. here I am now. On reading Betsy Warland, Sustaining Yourself as a Writer, in Breathing the Page, I underscore sustaining yourself as a writer. You say tenacity. I say Sorting Negatives, 1971. I say child born on the tidal river, the steamship Samson on Pitt Lake, black and white. You say lack. I say put them into piles, one for the daughter, one for the son, one for keeps, one to throw away. Fingers move even in my sleep. You say benevolence of time. I say pull out the writer's box, go through each scrap, pause, find notations from 1978. I am reading Gary Snyder's Old Ways. Recall waking earlier, milk pouring from my breast, soaking my gown. When I move my hand to still the flow, my nightgown is dry. Perhaps mind penetrates being more deeply than reason. You say devotion, threshold. I say keep going. This is headway, this is making space, this is archives, memory. Found poems on the backs of envelopes. Simple, embarrassingly so. Woodshed, renovate, do not expand footprint. 1.5 meters side and back, 30 meters from the creek. You say, there is no one else to take care of you. I say, I already know this. Find another list. Clean fan, replace door knocker, two screws. Install smoke alarm, prune Eric Barbier rose windows. Taps, tailpiece, pop-up plunger. You say, navigate. I say, empty all the boxes. Know what I possess, what I have been keeping. Make room. Face the sheer edge that nothing is there. You say, tenacity. I say, yes.
Thank you, Judith. Next, please welcome Gisela Rubisat. Gisela.
This is good. Thanks to everyone who worked on the book, and thanks to all of you for being here tonight. I spent the last 3 years of high school in the Okanagan, which at that time was a very serious Bible Belt. And this poem was actually written about 3 years ago in Naramata, which is in the Okanagan Valley, at a workshop facilitated by Lorna Crozier. And the jumping off point for the poem is a title from a poem by Anne Marie Terza. And the title of her poem is Dear God, and when I say God, I mean the God. When I say God, when I say God, I mean the God who hits the sidearm serve in the volleyball match. I'm positioned with my rubber-soled, non-slip runners planted on the gym floor to receive the ball. I angle my shoulders to give direction, look only at that ball as it hurtles in its orbit towards me. "It's mine!" I shout, victorious, as I have been trained to do. Everyone on the human team, on our side of the net, holds their breath. But that dirty gray orb, just before I make contact, that mysterious circle begins a new float and spin, and when I connect, the ball smacks off the side of my forearm. It careens way outside the red line. That's the God I mean, that God with the nasty sidearm swing.
Thank you, Gisela. And now, the indomitable Terry Jones. Please welcome.
Wet suiting at Long Beach. What could be more Canadian than surfing breakers at Long Beach? White sand stretching out into waters at last touch shore in Japan. I thought I'd try it. I fancied the picture in my mind's eye. Me, slim and lissome in my gleaming wetsuit, riding black against white froth of surf. So I went to buy a wetsuit. Have you ever tried on a wetsuit? If not, if you are ever subjected to that ordeal, make sure to check that it is the right size. I should have asked the young sales lady who was helping me for a short fat suit designed for one considerably out of shape. Instead, I neatly took those she suggested, suits chosen by height. After a considerable struggle, I got the first suit on. I even managed to zip it up. It zipped up at the front. Having done so, I knew instantly what a sausage must feel like after having entered the saucepan, bursting out at top and bulging out of the middle. All this in yellow and green lycra. The second suit I could pull up as far as my well-developed buttocks, but no further. The third suit appeared, at first, to be more successful. I got it up around my waist, the bulge between my knees and my chest, but then could not get it off. After much cursing and sweating and push-pulling, I got it down to around my ankles, but the damn suit would not go over my ankles. I tried and I tried. I bent and I sweated and took up positions I did not believe myself capable of, but to no avail. The problem was the only help at hand was the young sales lady. There I was, in my underwear, sweating like a pig, paunch exposed, wetsuit around my ankles, and I couldn't get the bloody suit off. It is moments like this that test the mettle of the man. With one last heroic effort, motivated by the dreadful thought of calling her for help, I got one leg out by dint of kneeling on the floor, using the chair as a lever. The next foot I got out by pulling the bloody suit inside out. It seems surfing at Long Beach we'll have to wait.
Thank you, Terry. Please welcome next to the mic, Jessica Michalowski. Jessica. Oh, no, Jessica. Wendy Donawa. Please come to the mic.
I add my thanks to all concerned and for this
wonderful community of poets. Most wished in her wild heart. Now, even the knobbed and gnarled ginger root guards its aromatic tang and gift. Just so the bone its marrow, and just so the sun its shadows swung against the day as bamboo contours sweep my wall. Once a yellow-eyed hawk perched on my balcony, then left. What it offered, I cannot entirely name. For instance, a row of favorite pots hangs, a chosen knife weight, quiet and gleaming. Also, how you sit, chin in hand, how your glance softens through the stew's herbed steam. Even violet-haired Sappho, unsure what she most wished in her wild heart, but again that loosening of limbs. Still, the wild migrates into our dailiness, into the pots and the chopped herbs, into your face in the dying light and the hawk's cry. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wendy. And now I'd like you to please welcome Betsy Warland. And thank you, Betsy, for coming from Vancouver. Betsy Warland.
I'm going to just, how's this, is this good back there? Okay. You heard the word devotion tonight, and I just want to say that in terms of Cynthia and Yvonne and Ursula, this is a profound devotion, this anthology. And I think we all know that. This is an excerpt from Oscar of Between, Part 6. Horizon, earth, sky, this is day. This is night. In her early years, when reading her work in translation, how Nicole would say, "Horizon," silent H of French, the sound of utterly a different experience. Horizon, the O rising and falling, round as its sun, moon. His love of the letter H. The street B.P. Nickel grew up on in Edmonton. Prairie grid thinking, streets named after letters of the alphabet. For a boy, H was home. The hospice. Oscar's hands giving her dear friend Diana Reiki. The preciousness of this time together. When Oscar says goodbye, Diana's bony hand cups Oscar's cheek. They tenderly look in one another's eyes, not knowing if they will see each other again. Oscar leaving to work in Ontario for a week. Last time, the unanswerable, last time, as in before, or is it now, as in final? There are many of both, so much so that time and last were rendered meaningless. 5 days, 5 nights. Began when Oscar returned, Diana's body signaling its final hours, cooling of extremities, modeling, changing of breathing and pulse, hints of bluing hands and feet, beginning, then reversing, then beginning again, reversing, and inching in and out, in, out. Any time becoming no telling. Testing the water, yet something yet to transpire in herself, in one or more of us surrounding her, awaiting, not a resisting. Then the startling H on Diana's veins on either forehand, between thumb and index finger. Thumb, will, index, direction. The way we write a word in blue ink on our hand to remember something, yet. Horizon, not a demarcation, but confluence of everything. Everything in and out, of light, dark, without impediment, without punishing line of our fears.
Thank you very much, Betsy.